Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sunday night, the second game of Championship Sunday, Cincinnati at Kansas City. Right now, the Chiefs 1.5 2-point favorites as that line continues to go back and forth with every single mention of Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain. Stephen Spector is with us. That's right. Got a little bit confused there for a second. Stephen Spector is a longtime friend, but most importantly, he's the program director at 610 Sports in Kansas City. He was here in D.C. as a producer on this station for many years and was on the air with me the day the earthquake struck. I forgot to ask Denton to get that audio up. We'll do it hopefully before the Super Bowl if your Chiefs make it. So will they make it? I'll start there with you because this seems to be the first time in recent memory where almost everybody believes they're going to lose, even at Arrowhead.
Yeah, this is also the only time in history that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have been outclassed by the people that they're playing. You know, that Mahomes has had Allen's number when it's really mattered. He squashed the Lamar Jackson rivalry when everybody thought that was a thing. And then here comes Joe Burrow, and Burrow gets the best of him in the regular season last season, the AFC Championship, and again this regular season. So Patrick Mahomes is staring at 0-3, and Andy Reid staring at 0-3 against Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Your guess is as good as mine. I would say that this game is going to be within one possession within the final two possessions of the game. It seems like it's going to come down to whoever has the ball last or who makes that crucial error in the fourth quarter, which historically in the last three matchups has always been the Chiefs.
What do you think of Patrick Mahomes' condition? We're all following it. You're following it more closely than we are because you're right there. Is he going to be Patrick Mahomes with that high ankle sprain, or is he going to be impacted?
I can't imagine he's not impacted in some capacity. I mean, we all saw the hit that he took on Saturday. If he's 85%, I'll take 85% over 95% of the quarterbacks in the NFL right now. What makes Patrick so special, and Kevin, you've seen this and everybody's kind of watched him over the last five seasons, is he's not just drop back and get rid of the ball a la a Burrow. What makes him special is the unscheduled plays that he makes in the pocket and outside of the pocket. And if he's not able to make those 2 second reads turn into 4 or 5 second reads and get the ball down the field, then this is not the Chiefs offense that we are accustomed to. But Patrick's always healed differently than any other player that I've ever been around. I mean, he had his kneecap in the side of his calf 4 years ago in Denver and was all of a sudden ready to come back in the second half. So he just may be kind of superhuman, supernatural, and more elastic than your average person, but I don't think anybody will really know until he takes that first snap on Sunday and faces some of the pressure that the Bengals are going to bring at him.
Serious question, because we saw him drive the team down the field 98 yards. I mean, he came into the game, Chad Henne did, in the worst possible field position in a very tight game that could have gone, by the way, either way at the end. I think you guys in some ways are lucky that Agnew fumbled that football when he was when they were about to go in to make it 27-24. But what would the confidence level be from the people that know the team the best, you're one of them, in Chad Henne if he had to play a significant portion of the game?
Zero. I mean, it's as simple as that. Chad Henne in that 98-yard drive, will get remembered. And he obviously a couple years ago had that big fourth and Cleveland. One when Mahomes got a concussion against Cleveland. So with all due respect to Chad Henne, the confidence in beating the Bengals, with him is at zero, because the Chiefs are 0-3 with Patrick Mahomes. And I can't even imagine the drop off, you know, from Vegas or just confidence level if it goes from Patrick Mahomes to Chad Henne for an extended period of time, because you're going to score, you know, 10 to 17 points less with Chad Henne than you are with Patrick Mahomes. And I don't think you're beating the Bengals scoring anything less than 24 nowadays.
We're talking to Steven Spector, former producer and contributing member of the Team 980 here in D.C. He's been in Kansas City now for a long time. I mean, how long have you been in KC? 10 years?
10 years next week.
Wow. He's the PD, the program director, and an on-air contributor at 610 Sports KC. You know, every time we've talked in recent years before, like, a big Chiefs game, specifically a postseason game, you've been super confident, you know, about, and you've had every reason to be super confident. It sounds to me, and I don't want to put words into your mouth, but even if Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes health-wise, you're legit concerned. Like, you feel like this is a matchup that's tough, and they have KC's number.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think, honestly, I felt that way going into the playoffs. If the Chargers had you know, finished their business out against Jacksonville in the second half, I probably would have taken the Chargers to beat the Chiefs last weekend. The Chargers are another team that match up with the Chiefs. There are holes in this. This is the worst team that Patrick Mahomes has played on in his 5 years as a starter. I mean, if you just do one of those, like, NCAA tournament blind resumes, Kevin, and I said, this NFL team has two rookie corners, an inconsistent pass rush, really bad special teams, they turn the ball over at a higher rate than any other team in the playoffs, and they have the worst skill position players left of the four teams, you would think that's a 6-11, 6-12 football team. But they're not, because they have Patrick Mahomes and they have Andy Reid. I just worry about the fact that you can't ask Patrick to be Superman all the time, and that Joe Burrow just may be that kryptonite to kind of close out the Superman, you know, analogy. And that the Bengals just match up really, really well with the Chiefs. And if you look across the board, with Burrow being on a rookie contract and Mahomes making $40 million, the roster of Cincinnati is just better. Now, I do trust Mahomes and Reed more than I trust Burrow and Taylor, but is that enough to win a football game? It has not the last three times these teams have matched up.
Do you think that there is an avenue with a guy that's become one of my favorite players, Isaiah Pacheco, seventh round pick out of Rutgers? The dude, to me, is like Deebo Samuel as a full-time running back. The urgency, the fight, the speed, the playmaking ability. Is there a way? Remember that game Kansas City played in Buffalo a few years ago? It was like during COVID. It was like on a Tuesday afternoon or a Monday afternoon or something. And Andy just ran the ball right down Buffalo's throat, because Buffalo played basically nickel and dime shell coverage, and they were light in the box, and they just ran it right down their throat. Can Kansas City win that way with Pacheco, McKinnon, et cetera?
It's so funny you say that, because that's actually my key to the game. It's Andy Reid, how he feels about football, versus Andy Reid doing what's necessary to win. Because it's pretty clear, the whole country watched, you know, the Bengals and Bills last weekend. The Bengals were begging the Bills to run the football, and they just wouldn't. And Allen dropping back was dead from the first quarter. Like, it just was never going to work. You could tell early on in that football game that the Bengals had the Bills exactly where they wanted them. If Andy Reid can say to himself, all right, I know I love to throw the football, I've done it for 25 years coaching, but if I can give the ball to Pacheco 18 times and I can give the ball to McKinnon 11 times, I think they have a much better chance of beating the Bengals, as opposed to having, you know, Mahomes drop back 30, 35 times and get into some sort of a shootout, because the Bengals defense, frankly, is just better than the Chiefs. So I'm 100% with you. In that game in Buffalo you referenced, that was with Clyde Edwards-Helaire his rookie year. Isaiah Pacheco's better, and he's much more physical, and I think you can deliver some body blows. And then when the game really matters, you get into that play action, you find Kelce. That's an avenue for the Chiefs to win this football game differently than the way they played the last three times against the Bengals.
I just pulled up the box score from that game. You want to talk about an aberration Chiefs box score? 46 rushes for 245 yards, and Mahomes threw the ball 26 times. 46 to 26 run-to-pass ratio. Edwards-Helaire had a 161 on 26 carries in that game. Buffalo just begged them to run, and Andy was patient. That was like a COVID, no crowd. I want to say the game was like played Monday in the middle of the day, if I recall.
It was Tuesday because I think Pittsburgh played Monday afternoon.
Okay.
And the Chiefs and Bills played Tuesday, and it was like a snowy, wintry mix condition. And they pounded the ball down Buffalo's throat.
Yeah.
I just wonder if Andy's capable of it. He's been here 10 years like me. That's the one aberration. So that's a lot of football games to have been coached with one aberration of running the football like that.
We're talking to Steven Spector, 610 Sports, Kansas City. So I think it was a couple of weeks ago. I tweeted out, and then we had a conversation. I said, I don't know that there's ever been a player that's gotten to lock Hall of Fame status faster than Patrick Mahomes. You know, some people said Peyton Manning did, John Elway did, Gale Sayers did. There were a lot of but whatever. If he never took another snap, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's going to be a two-time MVP. We know how great he is. But I just had this conversation with Ben Standing. I wonder if he loses, let's assume that he's healthy enough that he looks like Patrick Mahomes, but they don't win the game Sunday. That's a third championship game at home lost, twice to Cincinnati in consecutive years. I think everybody has said for the last couple of years, it's Mahomes one, and then we can have the debate about Burrow or Allen or Herbert or anybody else you want to throw into the conversation of the AFC quarterbacks. What kind of hit does Mahomes take if they don't win this game and he's healthy enough?
None, because he's going to be around in the conversation for the next 10 years.
Is Burrow.
So is Burrow. And maybe it's Manning Brady, right? I mean, we all thought that the Manning Brady was going to be Allen and Mahomes, but maybe it's really Mahomes and Burrow. We were having this conversation the other day, like, just because one of these quarterbacks loses on Sunday doesn't feel like this is the last matchup we're seeing in the playoffs of Burrow and Mahomes. And, you know, like, Brandon Bean was complaining about this, and he sounded a little whiny on Monday talking about the rookie, contract thing. But let's also see what Burrow looks like when you can't afford to pay T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd and Joe Mixon and Ja'Marr Chase. So that's kind of what Mahomes is going through right now. I mean, like, he doesn't have a 1,000-yard wide receiver as a seventh-round running back. Yeah, he obviously has Travis Kelce, but let's see what some of these other quarterbacks deal with when they have to get paid the $40, $50 million that, keeps going up. So this doesn't feel like the last, Mahomes-Burrow championship game, even divisional round game. I don't think it takes a hit to his, his aura. It takes a hit to get, a blip on his memory, but I don't think anybody's going to feel any different. I think everybody's going to rank Burrow and Mahomes, one and two, no matter what, because Allen's out of that conversation now.
I disagree with you on that, but I understand why you feel that way and why everybody else feels that way. I think Allen's going to be a big part of a lot of these games moving forward as well. But by the way, you know what the key is with Mahomes? Like, if we get to Monday and he's lost a third AFC championship, is unlike Peyton Manning, who lost a lot of home playoff games, as, by the way, a one seed. They lost to San Diego at home. They lost to Pittsburgh at home one year. I'm forgetting. Like, he had a bunch of, one seed versus four seed kind of matchups at home that he lost before they won a Super Bowl. Mahomes has the Super Bowl. I mean, if he didn't have that Super Bowl win over the 49ers, then that would be a much bigger part of the conversation, but he does.
Absolutely. You mentioned, Kevin, I would also just say, like, we also have this debate with LeBron, like, losing in championship games, like, it's worse to get there and lose. Like, Patrick Mahomes is now his fifth consecutive home AFC championship game.
No, I know. I understand that.
He's never played a road playoff game. It's insane. So, like, blaming him for home playoff losses.
Right.
It's like, okay, he's only ever played home playoff games. He can't win every single game for five consecutive years. He'd be the greatest quarterback in NFL history.
Right, and Manning, by the way, in many of those losses, those were in divisional round weekend games.
Yep.
They weren't in championship games. The championship games the Colts lost were to the Patriots, if my memory serves me correctly. Anyway, you mentioned something, and we've been talking about it as NFL fans from the beginning of the year. You know, the loss of Tariq Hill. And there was this period of time in which everybody, it was popular to say, oh, well, the Chiefs are better off without him because now Mahomes is spreading the ball around more. What was the, when all was said and done, and we're not through the postseason, but we're through the regular season, what was the takeaway in Kansas City? What was your takeaway on whether or not they were actually better off without Tariq Hill?
Yeah, I mean, again, like statistically, they were better. Mahomes is going to win the MVP without him. I would say the eye test, they're not as good. You know, Juju's been banged up. He had two concussions this year, and Mecole Hardman's been out for 2 months. Kadarius Toney seems like he's going to be a player, but certainly kind of not ready, got brought in middle of the season. And Marquez Valdes-Scantling has, you know, been fine. He's what he is. Like, the eye test, they're not better without Tyreek Hill. Statistically, they are. It's a really interesting question because I do think they need to address kind of their weapons, but I think everybody's main takeaway is that they couldn't pay Tyreek Hill number one wide receiver money and sustain a good enough roster to continue to get to this game. So I think Brett Veach made the right decision. While it hurt maybe in the short term, you know, they have to, you have to think differently when you're paying that quarterback $40 million and you're about to have to pay Chris Jones, Aaron Donald money, or maybe they make the decision that they did with Tyreek Hill for Chris Jones. So I think it's the right decision. But the eye test probably doesn't pass that decision. The statistics do.
Yeah. By the way, when you mentioned, you know, Cincinnati's going to have to deal with when they finally pay Burrow, they are going to pay Ja'Marr Chase too. Like, to me, those two will be together forever. Because I think right now you could make the case Chase is number one. And there are great receivers in this league, but you could easily make the case he's number one.
Yeah, then Burrow and Chase, you're pairing 24 and 23 as opposed to Tyreek Hill is 28 and Mahomes is 27. So,
fair.
Yeah, they're going to pay Chase, but can you then pay Higgins? Can you pay Boyd again?
No, you're not going to be able to pay all of them. No, but Chase,
exactly.
Burrow and Chase are getting paid.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Steven Spector from 610 Sports Kansas City, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app today, or visit BetQL.com. All right, three more quickly. Number one, is there any chance that this is it for Andy Reid at the end of this year?
No. We've never gotten that indication. He's happy. He's got a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's got a team, again, a fifth consecutive AFC championship game at home. No chance Andy walks.
Secondly, it seems like in all of these home playoff games, you know, in a cold weather city, they've gotten away with the weather situation over the Mahomes years, but it looks like it's going to be very cold and potentially very windy. Is that the forecast for Sunday?
Yeah, there's snow on the ground right now, but it's the Midwest, Kevin, so it could be 70 by Sunday. I mean, it's impossible to predict until you get to Sunday, honestly.
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and it says high of 23 with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour on Sunday night,
Kevin,
with the temperatures dropping Sunday night down to single digits.
Yeah,
so
I know you love
game.
Your weather, and I love you. I know you love meteorology, Kevin, for years, but
you're not
following. The Midwest weather is completely different. You could be 95% right, but it changes day to day here.
Okay.
It just does.
All right. Your pick.
Oh, man. I knew you were going to ask me this. I'll say, what's the total? Do you have it in front of you?
Isn't it 46.5, Denton, something like that? 47.5?
Okay.
I've got 48. 48 in front
48,
of me right
okay.
now.
My initial gut is 24-23. I'll say the Chiefs. This just feels like we caught the over my dead body Mahomes game to me.
Yeah.
Like, this is that, you know, the Jordan just refused to lose type of feel to it. And I know I said that Cincinnati has kind of all the advantages outside of quarterback and coach, but I don't see Mahomes losing to the same team four times and the second time to the same team in back-to-back AFC championship games. I mean, they were up 18 at halftime last year and they just completely fell apart. I mean, we forget that. So I'll go over my dead body Mahomes game, 24-23 Chiefs.
Thank you. As always, hope you're well.
Thank you, Kevin.
Steven Spector, at Steven Spector 10 on Twitter. He's the program director and an on-air voice at 610 Sports KC. Smell test picks when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.